My name's Mark Karski. I love you guys. Woo! Give it up for Mark Karski, making it look easy.
What's going on, guys? Episode 48 of The Comedian, getting close to 50, if you can't count. Today's an improv spot, a shotgun round over at the Comedy Shrine. I haven't been on stage since last Tuesday at Josephine's, so I'm a little anxious. I'm super late. I messaged the host, and he got me on the list. I said for like spot 10 or something, because I'll like be late or whatever. Because I don't want to go fucking 49th, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a little anxious since I haven't been on stage in a while, but like I'm going to be excited. You know, the anxiety goes away the closer I get to there, and like the farther away I get from home type shit. You know, like posted like a video today, work today. But like I have to, I haven't like focused too much on the material and stuff. So hopefully like I can find new material tonight and stuff like that. That's what I'm like. That's why I love the shotgun rounds, because they make you talk about something that you don't usually talk about or something you wouldn't think of. And what I do is I improvise for like a living. Like my main channel, I just do shit off the top of my head. So like I kind of have proof of concept with that, so I can trust myself a little bit when it comes to like first thoughts. Like the first thought might not be as civilian as normal. Like it might be like a couple layers deep. And what I mean by that is like the first time you think of a joke or like a thought, it's like that's the civilian thought, like what everybody thinks. You gotta keep thinking about it and get a couple layers deeper. I feel like I kind of do that just like subconsciously, I guess, not actively thinking about it, but just kind of always ruminating, I guess. But I think I can get to like a couple layers deep quick, like on the spot. But we'll see how tonight goes. I don't know if I'm gonna stay the whole time. I'm tired. I also want to play Elden Ring, but I'm fucking tired. I kind of woke up late. I just been like moving all day, so we'll see. Hopefully it's a good crowd. Usually it is on a Monday and stuff like that, but it'll be a good time no matter what. Okay, love you. Mwah.
Coming to the table, we have Mark. Oh wait, it's a shotgun round. Y'all ready for the shotgun round? Woo! Ooh, I love when the dude goes up. His name is Mark Karski. Give it up for Mark Karski, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, that drunk bitch is still here. If you're out there and can hear me, you can come back in here. I love you. That's my type of person, yo. That's the person. That's the person I want to talk to, dog. Shit. Can you hear me, drunk lady? This is not your conscience. This is Mark. Come back in. Nah, she sucks. Okay. Who said the Planet Fitness? And that was AJ, right? She's definitely built like she goes to Planet Fitness for sure. Okay. What are my topics?
I just want to hear you riff a little bit about more people who are built like Planet Fitness.
Okay. Well, we were talking about cum socks earlier. I heard a lot about that. Also built like a cum sock, like a load of laundry. I think people who go to Planet Fitness perpetually have to be fat. I actually did go to Planet Fitness back in the day, and I was like, holy shit, dude, it's like the same equipment from Lifetime, but purple. They're like, let's make this cheaper. It's the same shit, except there's no pool. It's just people built like squares, dude. She just passes by and hears me talking about her body. She's too drunk, she has no idea. She's like, everything's about me. Somebody told me she said she liked bald people. I was like, sign me the fuck up. I'll shave in front of her. If she walks through that door, I'm getting off the stage. I'm gonna kiss her on the mouth. With consent, of course. What's the next topic?
Anything.
Oh. Anything? I get to pick anything?
No, I got you. Thank you. I got you. Let's go with loose change.
Nobody got that anymore. That's not a fucking thing. Wasn't there a change shortage?
Yeah.
Can somebody explain that to me? Okay. We just used all of it? People, they just stopped giving change back? Is that... What happened? Who knows? David, you look like you know. I'm not gonna lie, man. You. Do you collect coins?
No.
Oh. Why not? I was gonna say, why not? Because that sucks. That's a boring fucking hobby. That's why. Collecting coins. Got a new penny in. Can't tell you. Who's on the penny? Abraham Lincoln?
Usually.
Usually. Is it really something else? With something else on them? I would believe you too, because I know fucking nothing, dude. Next topic. Loose change. Oh, at the freshman, when I was a junior and senior, I would throw loose change at them. I made my friend bleed with a dime. Welcome to school, bitch. Get initiated, even though it's just a shitty high school. Like a gang, all right.
I want to hear more about, no, I don't actually, I'm lying. The phrase, all the fixins.
That's how I like my porn. That's what I type into the search bar on MILFT.com. MYLFED, MILFT. All the fixins. It's just an Italian mom with huge tits cooking. She's like, you want some more spice? I'm like, no, I'm white. I don't want any spice. I'm gonna leave and go watch MILF porn when I get home. I love you guys. My name is Mark Harsky. What's going on, guys? Leaving the Comedy Shrine right now. I didn't stay the whole time. I went like 17. I think there's like 30 something people on the list. Yeah, I'm fucking tired. It went good. I'm glad it went good. Let's see if I remember the topics I got, because that was a shotgun round. I think I was talking about how that one, because there's this one bitch who was talking so much to, like, just one comic that she, like, almost got kicked out from how much she was, like, heckling and talking out loud and shit and taking pictures, wanting to see his balls and stuff. It was awesome. So that's what I was talking about. I think in the beginning, right when I said she was built like, I forgot what, she's built like she goes to Planet Fitness, like, a couple of people went, like, but I thought that was, that made me laugh when people went, like, oh, God. But it was a good time. Shout out to Colin for the good topics. I like doing that because it makes me think about things I usually wouldn't think about. But tomorrow we are doing a set where it's not improvised, but I do like these. They make you think on your feet and shit. They make you just right in the moment, like right there. You don't really have a choice type shit, and like, it's kind of the best way that I like it. You know, I want to get to the point where I have like enough confidence in like my material and stuff where I can kind of just go up there and like know that I have that stuff to talk about or touch on and like do the crowd work in between and all that stuff. Like, I just got to get more comfortable and shit, I think. But I think it's going good. Set 48. I can't believe we're almost at set 50. That's crazy. But that's how time works. Thank you guys so much for watching. Sorry if the set sucked, but I think it went okay. Because if it doesn't bomb like crazy, then it went okay. I love you guys. Mwah. Yo, what's cracking, guys? Episode 47 of The Comedian. I think I said in the video it was episode 48, but it is episode 47. I actually just got myself something for the upcoming episode 50. I bought myself a watch for doing 50 sets, stand-up sets. Got myself something for 10, something for 25, and something for 50. Then I'm going to do it for 100, 250, shit like that. I'll probably show it when it comes in. We'll see. Maybe it'll be in by the 50th set. Hopefully, that'd be good timing. Let's see. Well, so today, it'll be 48. Thursday, 49. I don't know if there's one on Sunday. Will be 50. If it's a Sunday and it's my 50th, that would suck. Because I want to be in the same place I did my first, I guess. But how's it going, guys? The set went good. That was an improvised set. I don't want this to sound like, like redundant or anything like that. You know, with me just being like, oh, it went good and stuff like that. I'm gonna try and talk about like the points that they had. I was talking about some lady in the beginning. It feels like my voice is kind of raspy for some reason. The lady I was talking about in the beginning, who I said was built like a, like she was supposed to go to Planet Fitness, like built like she works out at Planet Fitness. She was, she got, like, kicked out immediately. She sat down, and before, it was during one guy's set, so before one guy could finish, one set is 5 minutes, and we were only getting four. So, within 4 minutes, she got kicked out. I would say it was 2 minutes. She talked so much, she got kicked out. But, like, maybe, I don't know if she got kicked out of the venue completely, because she just went into another room and then came back and then left again, but
So that's just who I was talking about. I wish she was in the room still when I was up there, because she was talking about, like, comedians' balls and stuff like that, and really just saying shit. Like, she's like, I want you. She's like, I see something I like to, I think his name is Trey. I think that's who she was talking to. Some black dude, he's cool. She was hilarious. I would have loved to have spoken to her while on stage. I always wanted to get out the Planet Fitness thing, because, like, Planet Fitness does have the same equipment, but it's the same equipment as Lifetime, but it's just purple. They just make it look cheap on purpose. It's the same. It's like they make it a bad experience. It's all on purpose. There's something there. I had the thought before of, like, it being purple. I've, like, you know, had that observation, it being purple, and that's really the only difference. But that difference is so bad. that difference is such a terrible choice design, or design choice, that it's a shitty club. And then Loose Change, that was good, because, like, of the change shortage. If we didn't have the change shortage, of course, I would have nothing. Kind of sounds like I'm drunk right now, but I'm definitely not. Let me get some more water. Talking about throwing the change at, like, freshmen and shit like that when they were coming into my high school, I did do that. And I did make this kid, Joey, bleed. So I got alley-ooped with that again. And I forgot what the last one was. Let's see if it comes to my mind. Oh, all the fixins. I think I did pretty good with that as well. I think it's pretty funny saying that's what I type in for porn. All the fixins, you know? I like the shotgun rounds. They make me think. Oh, shit.
I just started recording with the good audio. There's going to be kind of bad audio until I get to whatever point we're at, however long I've been just recording. I forgot to press record on the microphone. That rarely ever happens nowadays. Oh my God, I've been doing this 4 years, man. Come on. I think the set went good. I had a good time. I didn't stay for the whole thing. There was like, what is it? There's probably 30 comics. I went up like 15 or I got on the list for 15, but I think I went up like 17th or something like that. Luckily, I like was able to get put on the list before I got there. Also, I would have had to stay the whole time, and that shit sucks. I got to get put on the list because I live like an hour away, and I was running really late. I'm glad he was able to do that for me, because living an hour away and my day is pretty fucking packed full and shit. So, luckily, I was able to go up and get a good spot, but I could not stay for the whole thing, man. That, you know, I was just really tired for some reason. What I've been doing is not drinking, just so I could lose more weight. So I haven't been drinking at the, well, I've only been to one open mic, but I probably won't be at Josephine's tonight. Tonight's going to be a set where it's not improvised, where I'll be working on material. I don't have the material in front of me. One's going to be about my friend sucking dick to see if he likes it. Talking about my murderer cousin, how the girls who weren't, he's the Hollywood Ripper, he killed girls in Hollywood. And Glenview, but the Glenview girls were right time, wrong place. Only if they lived somewhere important. Maybe that's a good little tag or something like that. Oh, she got killed where it matters. Already have it written out. Okay. But I think, you know, with doing improvised sets, they're super hard, but it's also super hard to talk about it, because, like, I didn't have a plan going into it. I didn't have like an act to base it off of, but like being witty on your feet and stuff like that, and being able to talk about topics and like interact with the crowd. And I forgot if I interacted with the crowd, but I always try to a little bit. But so I like these because I have a really hard time thinking outside of my little Mark world. I always say, if you downloaded my consciousness, you would kill yourself, because it is just fucking useless. I don't watch the news. I don't really consume social media. All I consume is just like comedy podcasts, police interrogations, and my own content. Comedy podcasts, just so I could hear them talk shop about comedy. And I just go to stand-up. That's the biggest chunk of my time is stand-up, believe it or not, because it's an hour drive there. You got to wait 4 hours, and it's an hour drive back. So it's 6 hours, man. I love it, though. It's a great time. I love talking with the people, getting to know people better. That's definitely my second favorite part. My favorite part, of course, is the doing it. You know, it's just exciting to get your name called and you go up there. It is narcissistically exciting, I'm not going to lie. I also keep looking at Elden Ring that's on in the background. If you guys have played that, I just beat it last night.
at 165 hours or something like that. Oh my God. All right. But luckily, you know, that was 6 days. I didn't do a set between that yesterday's and it was last Tuesday. So 6 days. I was almost a week off. But I didn't really, you know, I didn't let that get to my head. What's with my words right now? I didn't let that get to my head or anything like that. I didn't get nervous. I just kind of, you know, I just rely on myself. I kind of just stand there and go and just let it fucking, let it rip. You know, I just, and see what happens. And I think the best way, that's kind of the best way to do it. I mean, I have the idea of my act, but kind of half improvise, just go down, have the main river of what I want to talk about, but go off on the different streams if I want to. And the place tonight is really good for crowd. Not really good for crowd, but like super close and not a lot of people. So not much else you could do. But yeah, I'm proud of the set. I'm glad I always go, of course. There hasn't been a time where I haven't been glad, but I'm so proud and glad and grateful to be on this journey. It's the best. I'm so glad I'm doing it and staying with it. Honestly, it's been what I've wanted to do for so long. If you guys have been following along for my main channel, my main YouTube channel, I've been talking about it for a minute. If you haven't, go check that shit out over there. But I'm not going to talk just to keep talking. But thank you guys so much for watching. It really means the fucking world to me because I love this shit. I love the idea of the comedian, the watching an open micer go from the bottom to the fucking top. I think is super cool. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening everywhere. I appreciate the fuck out of you. If you want to support this comedic journey, we have a Patreon. Patreon.com/WineBoxPoppy. There is a Patreon podcast. That's the best way to support. He's on my main channel. That's like my full-time gig, but they love to demonetize and shit like that. So and stand-up comedy does not pay at all for a while. So, but if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. Mwah.